Many residents in the northern plain state spent a day digging out from a three-day blizzard. The snow, the bitter cold temperatures, and the strong winds have sealed off roads and shut down schools and businesses from Minnesota and the Dakotas to Oklahoma. The winter storm is making its way across the country and is being felt all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. Mark Zadeklik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
Snowdrifts several feet high and wind chills of 50 to 60 degrees below zero shut down much of the Dakotas and western Minnesota over the past couple of days. Hundreds of miles of roads were buried in snow so deep, plow crews simply couldn't keep up. Karen Schaff is a cashier at the Petro Travel Center outside of Fargo, North Dakota. The truck stop sits at the junction of Interstates 94 and 29. Both roads have been closed. Chef says her parking lot is overflowing with rigs, and inside, she says it's truckers everywhere.
We're elbow to elbow out here, but they all seem to be getting along pretty well. We're selling a lot of hot drinks, coffee, hot chocolate. We're selling some personal items like soap and shampoo for those truckers who are gonna, you know, kill some time in the shower.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Bellis says what's most unusual about this storm is just how much of the country it's affecting.
This is really probably the first good Arctic blast we've had that's really going to affect pretty much the whole country. You've got, heard winter storm watches as far south as New Orleans. And then, of course, I guess the Deep South is even preparing for a little bit of snow.
In Oklahoma, authorities say five people have been killed in weather-related traffic accidents. Texas is under a freeze warning. Snow is forecast for Alabama. And farmers in northern Florida have been warned to be on the lookout for snow. Forecasters say the Dakotas bore the brunt of the bitter cold winds and blowing snow. Don Byers was one of hundreds of truckers stranded in the Upper Plains. He had been fighting the storm for nearly 2 days. He finally pulled over yesterday.
You know, after a couple of days or so, it does begin to wear on you as far as you're spending money and not making money, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, because your truck's running. I mean, you know, if you kill it in weather like this, you may or may not get it started. You know what I'm saying. And you're going to spend a certain amount of money in a restaurant, a convenience store, and stuff like that.
In South Dakota, State Trooper Kevin Graben has been rescuing stranded drivers for the past 3 days in the blizzard. He says the storm caught a lot of people by surprise because it came relatively early in the season and it stayed for so long.
We have been pulling out approximately 20 to 25 cars an hour from ditches, stranded motorists. We've investigated approximately 10 accidents per hour while the traffic has been at its peak at times. Of course, it's the holidays, and we're getting some travelers from the southern area of the country, and they're coming into this storm system totally unprepared.
One bright spot for those southern visitors, the Dakotas are finally clearing as the storm pushes south and east. For National Public Radio, this is Mark Zadeklik in St. Paul.